She's still under the weather this morning. Welcome to a, what is it? It's a Tuesday morning. It is the fourth day of November, Election Day. Remember to vote early and vote often. It's also Candy Day. Nothing top Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Easy Bake Oven Day. My sister's made me so many cookies. And ladies and gentlemen, the reason for the excitement in the building, it's King Tut Day. Who could forget Steve Martin's King Tut?
Young man, he never thought he'd see
King
people
Tut.
Stand in line to see the boy king.
King Tut.
How'd you get so funky?
Good morning. I'm Joe Cano. This morning, it's Election Day here in New Jersey. The big one to watch, the race for governor, where Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Giorelli are going head-to-head. Polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight. Pima County is giving the towns an inlet bridge a little extra protection. Officials just approved nearly $5 million to replace the fender system. That's the part that keeps boats from bumping into the bridge between Avalon and Sea Isle. The county is covering most of the cost, with the bridge commission pitching in $1 million. And Governor Phil Murphy is calling in the National Guard, but not for an emergency. They'll be helping food banks across the state, with more than 800,000 New Jersey residents still without SNAP benefits. The governor says a lot of families are feeling unsure about where their next meal will come from. Your South Jersey weather, lots of sunshine today. High of 62.
Because it says that right on my shirt. Darling, see?
Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Jana, still under the weather this morning. That means I have your fangirl update. A big day today for Kenny Chesney fans. His brand new book hits the shelves today. Hard to believe he's coming up on his 58th birthday, but Kenny says he's not slowing down anytime soon. He says the best part of his world is making music and performing music. He's already got plans mapped out through 2027. That includes a return gig at the Sphere in Las Vegas next year. Speaking of showstoppers, Megan Maroney lit up Instagram over the weekend with her Halloween costume. Va, 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 voom. She dressed up as Dolly Parton from Dolly's legendary 1978 Playboy magazine cover, complete with bunny ears, bow tie, and all. By the way, I have that original Playboy cover under my mattress at home if you'd like to see it. The post racked up over 300,000 likes from Maroney. Fans are calling it a sweet tribute to Dolly, who was 32 when she did that original iconic Playboy magazine cover shoot. 3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Her name is Dasha. It's Austin. My name is Joe Kelly. Jana is off again today under the weather. Hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, it's Election Day. Vote early and vote often. We have a Joe and Jana question of the day today that centers around Election Day. Here it is. Why should we vote for you? Yeah, you're not really running for anything, and we're not asking this of actual politicians. We're asking this of you. Why should we vote for you? We're looking for fun, creative answers that will make me laugh so hard I wet my pants. Why should we vote for you? You got one sentence to tell us. 609-383-1073, or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Again, in a serious world, we're looking for fun answers. Why should we vote for you? You got one cent. Joe and Jana, have you been going through your life complaining that you're too busy? You're too busy to even come up for air. There's been David Rush in Idaho. David has just broken his 317th Guinness Book of World Record. And every record that he holds is for something different. This guy, I don't know what he does, but he's got a lot of time on his hands. He's broken his 317th Guinness Book of World Records. The latest one, the farthest ice cream catch. He had his friend stand over here with an ice cream scoop, and throw from that scoop a ball of ice cream, and he had to catch the ball of ice cream inside his ice cream cone. David Rush was able to catch the ice cream thrown from his partner from a distance of 55 feet, 5 inches away, thus setting a new Guinness Book of World Records. Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonathan. Now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Jonna's out this morning. The joke of the morning is brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Jonathan lives in Egg Harbor City, and he sent us the joke we're going to use this morning. Thank you, Jonathan. Ladies and gentlemen, from Jonathan, your Cat Country joke of the morning. I don't know why everyone thinks of mobsters as bad guys. When I was a kid, my next-door neighbor, who was a mobster, would pay me $20 to start his car every morning. Boom. This morning, hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. We have a Joe and Jonna question of the day for today, even though Jonna's not here. It's election day, so why should we vote for you? We're not asking this of real politicians, real people running for office. We're asking this of you. And you need to answer the question in one sentence. We're looking, of course, for funny off-the-wall answers. Why should we vote for you? You've got one sentence to tell us why. 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Why should we vote for you? We'll talk more coming up at 7:20. Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jonna. Without Jonna this morning, it's time for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning. We go to Poland, where a woman was at work at a convenience store when someone went behind the counter and stole her wallet. In the wallet, they got her ATM card, but she was smart enough to not have the PIN written down anywhere. So the thieves simply called the store, asked for her by name, and asked her what her PIN was. And she told them. Within minutes, her accounts were drained. She told police, hey, they sounded legitimate. The caller said they were from her bank security department. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. It's election day. That's led to our Joe and Jonna question of the day today. You have one sentence to tell us. Why should we vote for you? Obviously, we're not asking real politicians this. We're just asking you. Why should we vote for you today? Of course, we're looking for funny, maybe sarcastic, off-the-wall answers. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We have some good ones already in. We'll share those at 7:20. But here's one. Big Joe from Egg Harbor Township. I thought that was me. Big Joe from Egg Harbor Township says, because my dog already listens to me, that's more than most politicians can say. All right. Why should we vote for you? 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107. Good morning. I'm Joe Cano. This morning, it's election day here in New Jersey. The big one to watch, the race for governor, where Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Giorelli are going head-to-head. Polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight. Pima County is giving the towns an inlet bridge a little extra protection. Officials just approved nearly $5 million to replace the fender system. That's the part that keeps boats from bumping into the bridge between Avalon and Sea Isle. The county is covering most of the cost, with the Bridge Commission pitching in $1 million. And Governor Phil Murphy is calling in the National Guard, but not for an emergency. They'll be helping food banks across the state, with more than 800,000 New Jersey residents still without SNAP benefits. The governor says a lot of families are feeling unsure about where their next meal will come from. Your South Jersey weather, lots of sunshine today. High of 62. Good morning. We're Joe and Jonna. Without Jonna this morning, she's still under the weather. Hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. Cat Country Morning Birthday shout-out start right now. Happy birthday to Rocky Atwood of West Creek. Rocky is one today. Jillian Laconi of Egg Harbor Township has a birthday. Happy birthday, Jillian. Joseph Sims of Cape May has a birthday today. It's Cynthia Branca's birthday. Cynthia is from Hamilton. Happy birthday to Mary Rose of Tuckerton, who's 35 today. John Thompson of Wildwood is 49. Jason Buskirk of Summers Point is 38. And happy birthday, Carolyn Casper of Vineland. We missed you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Jason Buskirk of Summers Point. Jason is 38 today. Happy birthday this morning. She's still a little bit under the weather. Talked to her last night. She was hoping to get in, but did not make it. Hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. Hey, coming up in about 20 minutes, Cat Country Morning Trivia up for grabs. $50 gift card to the world-famous Tuckahoe Inn Restaurant and Tavern. Tuckahoe Inn, we've got that coming up on Trivia in a few minutes. In the meantime, our Joe and Jonna question of the day today. It's election day, of course. Vote early, vote often. Why should we vote for you? Yes, I know you're not really running for anything. But if you were, in one sentence, why should we vote for you? Of course, funny and off-the-wall answers, as usual, always accepted. Why should we vote for you? Actually, a serious answer from Fawn's Fortress. That's actually an animal sanctuary in the Pine Barrens. And they say, if you vote for me, oh, this is nice, I'll make animal cruelty something you actually go to prison for. Just not a slap on the wrist. That works. From Carl, if you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true. I think that's what we want from a politician. Straight answers like that. Why should we vote for you on the election day? Mike from Galloway. I promise shorter lines at Wawa and free coffee on Mondays. Well, Mike, if you could guarantee that people don't leave their cars abandoned at the gas pump, you're in. One more. Oh, this actually might be true. This is from Laura in Dennisville. You should vote for me, Joe, because I still have all the 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Jana's off today. Hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, the Joe and Jana question of the day. Today it's election day. Why should we vote for you? Yeah, we know you're not really running for anything, but we're looking for fun, creative answers. Maybe something you've never heard from a politician before. Why should we vote for you? 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. A bunch of them off the app in the last few minutes. Rita from Ocean City. Because I already yell at traffic like I'm in charge anyway. Dave from Millville. I'll make it mandatory that every workday ends with a nap and a hoagie. Why should we vote for you? Jess from Cape May Courthouse. My campaign slogan is, sure, why not? And one more, Kelly from Summers Point. Because I've never met a problem I couldn't solve with duct tape and humor. There you go. Why should we vote for you? Happy Election Day.
Democracy is the worst form of government there is, except for all of the others. And that is exactly why you have to vote.
No. She's still under the weather. Hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. Cat Country Morning Trivia is up for grabs this morning. On tap, we've got a $50 gift card to the world-famous Tuckahoe Inn restaurant and tavern. Always great food at the Tuckahoe Inn. You know, they've been there since 1963. So $50 gift card to the Tuckahoe Inn if you win this morning. 609-383-1073 or hit the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Here's the question. Rejected names for this place included Laurentia, Cabotia, Columbia, and Ursalia. What is this place? By the way, it's somewhere you've heard of. You have heard of this place. Okay? Rejected names have included Laurentia, Cabotia, Columbia, Ursalia. By what name do we better know it today? 609-383-1073. Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. At stake, $50 gift certificate to the world-famous Tuckahoe Inn restaurant and tavern. Here's the question. When they were trying to come up with a name for this place, some suggestions included Laurentia, Cabotia, Columbia, and Ursalia. None of those were accepted. The place is called something else now. What is the name of the place? And by the way, it's someplace you've heard of. You know. What is it? Rejected names have included Laurentia, Cabotia, Columbia, Ursalia. What is the place? Hi, Cat Country.
Is it coffee?
No, that's not it. Thank you. A place. Coffee isn't a place, I don't think. Hi, Cat Country.
Is it heaven?
Heaven is not it. Thank you. God was taking suggestions for names. I don't mean to laugh with you. I'm laughing, or at you. I'm laughing with you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Yeah, is it Washington, D.C.?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Again, rejected names for this place were first suggested Laurentia, Cabotia, Columbia, and Ursalia. What place do we better know at? No, what is the name we better know this place as today? Hi, Cat Country.
Hello? Hey, Tuckahoe Inn? Tuckahoe Inn?
Tuckahoe Inn is not it. Thank you. That's the prize. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Seattle, Washington.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, did you get an answer yet?
No.
How about the Vatican?
No, that's not it. Thank you. One more time. When they were trying to think of a name for this place, they came up with such names as Laurentia, Cabotia, Columbia, or Celia. But what name do we better know it as today? We'll take a couple more calls. Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana, still looking for a winner on trivia. Rejected names for this place: Laurentia, Cabotia, Columbia, or Celia. What's the name we better know it as today? And again, it's a place you've heard of. Hi, Cat Country. Hello? Hello? Goodbye. Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is it Starbucks?
No, that's not it. Thank you. That's interesting. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Florida?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Ocean Grove?
No, that's not it. Thank you. By the way, only one answer that's been given so far is close, and by close, I mean geographically close. Hi, Cat Country. Hi, do you have the
Hello?
Answer? Yes, do you have the
is
answer?
Is it Miami, Florida?
No, that's not it. Thanks. Good morning, Cat Country.
Did you get an answer yet?
No, what do you got?
Is it Puerto Rico?
No, that's not it. Thank you. All right, we're going to take three more calls. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it Pennsylvania?
No, that's not it. Thanks. Good morning, Cat Country.
Did you get an answer?
No.
Is it Canada?
Canada is right. You're a winner.
All right.
Yay. Who's this?
Cheryl Bailey.
Cheryl, where are you from?
Ocean City.
We have a $50 gift certificate to Tuckahoe Inn for you. Cheryl, congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Names for Canada that were kicked around before Canada was chosen: Laurentia, Cabotia, Columbia, and Ursalia. It's a good thing they picked Canada because we can't spell any of the other ones. Good morning. I'm Joe. You need to know this morning it's election day here in New Jersey. The big one to watch: the race for governor, where Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Giorelli are going head-to-head. Polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight. Kemah County is giving the towns an inlet bridge a little extra protection. Officials just approved nearly $5 million to replace the fender system. That's the part that keeps boats from bumping into the bridge between Avalon and Sea Isle. The county is covering most of the cost, with the bridge commission pitching in $1 million. And Governor Phil Murphy is calling in the National Guard, but not for an emergency. They'll be helping food banks across the state, with more than 800,000 New Jersey residents still without SNAP benefits. The governor says a lot of families are feeling unsure about where their next meal will come from. Your South Jersey weather, lots of sunshine today. High of 62. Entry 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Without Jana this morning. It's time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours. There are five of them. Number one, walking into somebody's house with healthy, thriving houseplants everywhere. Me. Oh, I see you dabble in witchcraft. Number two, never underestimate the healing power of midnight snacks. Exactly. Number three, Tupperware went bankrupt because my cheap-ass family put leftovers in Cool Whip and Country Crock containers. Always. Number four, can't wait for 7 minutes of daylight tomorrow. We only have a few more daylight saving time change jokes to come over the next few days. Don't worry. It's Joe and Jana, Cat Country 107.3. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. Sex burns 360 calories per hour. I'll save you the math. That's 60 a year if you're married. Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana is 8:20. That means contest time. We'd love to send you to Las Vegas to see and meet country superstar Lainey Wilson. We got a fabulous trip. Includes airfare, hotel, $500 spending money, and a pair of tickets for you and your bestie to see and meet Lainey Wilson in Las Vegas. To win, you got to listen for the codes. We've got five codes today. 8:20 and 10:20 in the morning, 1:20 and 4:20 in the afternoon, 7:20 in the evening. At each of those times, we give you a code. When you get the code, go to the Cat Country 107.3 app, plug it in where it says Lainey, and you're on your way. The more codes you get, of course, the better your chance to win. Here's your first code of the day. It's 251. 251. Enter the code 251 on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Hit the Lainey button, 251. And be back here around 10:20 when Jess has your next Donna. Here's the shocking news of the day. The average person, like you, spends a third of your day on your phone. Smartphone users spend a third of their day using mobile phones. A survey found that participants within the 18 to 33 age bracket check their phones about once every 10 minutes. That's 85 times a day. The good thing is that we're not checking our phones for long periods of time. Most of those checks were less than 30 seconds.